Saucy.
Banksy and Pinky for breakfast on Triple M. Oh.
2, 1. Mercury in retrograde. Now let's go look at the stars for a little bit.
Here we go, antsy fancy stuff.
I know. Look, some people believe in the star signs.
Yes.
Others do not.
Yeah.
But sometimes I read them, Banksy. I used to be quite religious about it. I use the word religious.
Well, we're talking about beliefs here. That's great. Yeah. Hey, I'm not going to question...
Look, I may as well say I'm religious about Facebook and Instagram, you know?
That is true.
I honour them daily.
I'm religious about the St. George Illawarra Dragons. We all
you
know
are.
This.
I know.
Yeah, so
you don't want to hear other people's point of views.
I know.
It's all about the Dragons.
And trust me, you
totally rational.
You don't want to hear my confessionals.
Anyway, moving on. But the funny thing is about star signs, like the other week, I read yours and mine, and we killed ourselves laughing.
It was incredibly accurate.
I know.
Incredibly accurate. And it was weird, too, because I've never had one that accurate.
Well, then we thought, look, maybe everyone's star sign is the same because ours were pretty much the same.
Yeah, I'm
they
Pisces
weren't.
And
we
you
went Aquarius.
Aquarius, that's
we went
right.
And looked around. No, ours were just identical and
yeah.
We were feeling identical.
But they nailed it. I don't know. How did they peer inside of our minds?
It's a true thing. It's science.
Well, I don't know
right?
About that.
Uranus. So when it goes into retrograde, the thing is, it's usually just for a few weeks at a time. And we went through this last year because I'd read about it and things were just like hectic. And we talked about it, Banksy, because we were learning about it.
It affects you.
Yeah, and it had said at this period of time last year that if you were to sign up for a new job, that you shouldn't do it in that time frame because it was just the time that all sorts of communication things would just really go pear-shaped.
Don't hit up for pay
really
rises
yeah.
Or anything like that.
Yeah, it's
negotiations,
like,
just forget them.
Yeah, because they just become a nightmare.
Big L, you've got a thought on Mercury in retrograde, mate.
Mercury is in a thermometer.
I know.
Yeah.
What about it? It's also in fish.
It's also a planetary body within our solar system.
Oh, I love it when you say body, Banksy.
I'm going to cut him off. We're going to get nothing from
Big
Al there.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. Well, we've just completed another
banger
trip around the sun. apparently, this is... Okay, retrograde is when a planet will stop and go backwards, but it's the result of an optical illusion.
Wow.
So this is really like... Take a trip to the National Geographic shop... And check out, check out all the things they go in there. That'll explain it all.
So dinosaurs are now roaming the earth.
It happens 3 times a year. Now, what I find spooky about this, and I think everyone will agree with me, this one went from March 22nd till April the 15th. Okay, we've just finished it.
God.
What I find spooky for myself is I got back to CQ after my New York trip on March 22nd.
Yes.
My daughter's birthday. Sunday, April 15th.
And then, wow.
And it was a wild trip.
And I've got to say, it was only kind of yesterday that you stumbled out of the darkness of the Mercury retrograde.
I did, and I was making frittatas. And so what it says, if you want to reflect for a moment on the last 3 or so weeks, it was this time of confusions, contentions, antagonistic approaches to issues. It's just like, everyone becomes a jerk.
And I've got...
Don't indicate a friend. About let me just goes on and on.
And without delving too far into it, we've had a little bit of that around us at the moment too over this last Mercury and retrograde period.
So here's a heads up, put this in the diary. We've got a breather. The next one is July 25 to August 18 when everything will go pear-shaped. November 16 to December 6. There we go.
Fantastic.
Public service announcement.
You know what? No, thank you for that. It's good to know when it's coming next, but can I bring up something? It's just peering behind the curtains of radio here. We have a whiteboard, right? And we write down of a morning the things that we're going to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
And this morning I've looked up at the whiteboard to the moment just after 6.
Mm-hmm.
And I've looked at Pinky's shocking handwriting. I thought we were going to be talking about Mercury in Ragnarok.
Hey.
That doesn't look like retrograde.
It looks pretty hot.
It looks like Ragnarok, you know, with the Hemsworths and stuff like that.
Yeah, nice.
So the reason that we're all turning into the Incredible Hulk is Mercury in retrograde. You won't like me when I'm in retrograde. Ton Australian what's going on in Sydney cafes at the moment, Pinky.
No surprise.
Australian.
We're talking about Sydney.
8, 13, 27, 10, when you've had like a secret charge put onto your meal without realising it, only to get to the counter to have it all be revealed. One lady has gone into Cafe 101 in Sydney. She's gone...
Yeah. A voicemail cafe. Call 101! Listen to your voicemail. Oh, great idea, guys. Love it. Sorry, keep going.
You have 3 saved meals.
You
have 4 unpaid invoices. It's a new shop at nearby Bing Lee, and she was having around looking for a new television. Oh, I think I might go into Cafe 101 for a bit of a meal. She's gone over, perused the menu.
Ooh.
Hello, $23 steak and chips. That's great, yeah. Give me one of those steak and chips, she says. All right, cool. The waiter comes over, the steak and chips, and a chicken grilled breast for my friend over there. Oh, excellent, no worries. That's at like $16.90. Fantastic. Mm. That's great price.
Especially Sydney prices.
You can chuck some sauce in there for me too for my steak. No worries, ma'am, got that.
I can afford my rent still.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah, so have the meal all as well. Fantastic. Get to the counter to pay for it. That'll be a $6 charge for that sauce we threw in there.
What?
$6 charge for sauce.
For the steak. Like, is that like a mushroom sauce or Diane sauce?
That's tomato sauce, Pinky.
No, it is not.
No, it is.
Is that how much those little squeezy things are these days? $6. Wow.
And then they start to go, excuse me, what's the $6 for the sauce? And they're like, hang on, hang on, Cafe 101. We make our own sauce fresh, you see. Freshly made sauce.
There is a difference making fresh tomato sauce, but can I say, growing tomatoes, if you've ever done that, those things just grow like wildflowers.
Like wild tomatoes.
Yeah, they're worth like 0.01 cent each.
No, that's a $6 markup,
make no
mate.
Money.
That's a markup.
What a load.
Yeah, no, it's freshly made. Oh. We freshly get the big Heinz container, put it into a bowl freshly and put it on the table for you in a fresh way.
Squish a bit of pulp in there so it looks like we made it ourselves.
So due to the massive online...
Outrage
on this, they've gone, okay, all right, fine, we'll make it $3. And we'll change up our sauce like on a daily basis.
Oh.
It's tomato one day, it's double tomato the next.
Wow.
Yeah, well, at least they found the source of the problem and they've gotten to the issue and made some appropriate changes. I mean, let's be honest, it was just a big missed stake.
Hello.
Schmick Mick, what's doing, buddy?
Just with that, getting extra...
little charges thrown on the bill there at the restaurants. What have you had?
Well, we had a restaurant in Darling Harbour there a couple of years ago, and I was paying for the bill, you know. Myself and my wife had a lovely meal there, and the guy said, I hit it again. And I hit it again. I didn't realise until I seen the bill, because as I was walking out thinking, what's this extra 14% thing? It was for their gratuities, 14%. And they had the thing set up, so if you hit okay twice, you agreed to pay the gratuities, the tip.
Oh, so they've automatically kind of charged you for a tip.
Yeah, they charged you for the tip. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And Schmick Mick, as you said, you were in Sydney. So did they just kind of flush out your super account? Is that what you're saying? To pay for your lunch? Did you check that too, mate? I hope you did.
But there are, like, I was in a restaurant the other day, and the meal was, you know, it was like about $22 for the steak. But then it had $6 for your veggies. It had $3 for your sauce. And they had all these other extras on top.
Yes.
Like, you know. But that was all written in the menu. That's for you to read, of course, as you go down the...
Oh, yeah, the fine print, yeah. Yeah,
the $10 steak.
Yeah, yeah.
The $10 steak, but your sides are $20 each. I love it. I love those deals.
And I can remember we were in Bali once, and lobsters were really cheap at this particular restaurant. We paid for them, blah, blah. When we got the bill, I thought, holy dooly.
Yeah.
Packs.
Yeah. Would you
every
like
restaurant?
Would you like any sauce on the side, sir? No, I would like my retirement fund on the side. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning, Triple M. Who's this?
It's Gaz.
Gaz, good to hear from you, mate.
Long time no chat.
You had one of those slide under the kind of radar charges on something you've had, mate?
Absolutely. In Italy, I was charged for tablecloths.
What?
What?
Yep, for tablecloths. Each tablecloth was €1.
Look, Gav, I haven't seen you eat before, but did you make quite a mess?
Yeah.
That's the thing, though. We've got to find out, was it an actual health and safety requirement that you have a tablecloth? What sort of pig are you?
No, they were just wringing as much cash as they could out the tourists.
Oh, yeah.
Why don't they just up the prices of the other things that you actually just go in to buy in a cafe, like up the charge on the coffee or the lunch? Yeah. Why do they have to itemise stupid things like that?
I know, yeah, and they also charge for bread. They will bring bread to you at the table and saying it's complimentary.
Yeah.
And then if you ask for more, they charge you and it's exorbitant. And then when I looked at the bill, there was extra charge for bread.
Uh-huh.
And about a dollar per tablecloth on the table.
Wow.
What makes it complimentary bread, though? Did it start telling you how good you looked in that shirt and things like that?
I'll tell you something. The bread in my pocket wasn't looking very complimentary afterwards, mate. Two, one.
What were we talking about again?
Woolworths, mate. The big computer down saga.
Wow.
Disabled by a nationwide technical glitch. Or a glitch, as they call it in Scotland. Glitch.
Yep.
It was about an hour and a bit yesterday that saw a lot of Woolworths stores all across Australia lose computers. And then the big panic happened by all the servers. We're like, what are we going to do? We don't know prices for anything. We can't serve people.
What did they do?
They told everyone to leave your groceries where you are and get out.
Really?
Yeah.
That's huge.
Some stores around Australia managed to... I don't know. They must have used the old DOS systems. They've got an old computer.
Got a floppy disk out.
A Commodore 64 sitting out the back. They've used that somehow to keep the sales going.
Tried and true 1984 prices.
Yeah.
That's good.
They get halfway through the scanning process. They have to turn the tape over to keep the game going on the old 64.
Some stores shut down for up to 3 hours, though?
That is right, yeah.
Just time variations.
Yeah.
That's a long time.
Asking why and how did this occur? No one knows. Like, someone tripped over a power cord, maybe, in Woolworths head office.
The intern will get blamed. That's
damn
what's going to happen
again,
today.
Sanjay, mate, come on. Mm. And I guess they're all linked together in this modern-day technology thing that we've got. So there was a lot of people around yesterday going, what's going on? Can't you use a pen and paper to write this down? And then, like, when your computers get back, put my order through? No, come back in an hour.
Well,
so
I heard the opposition was singing, down, down, computers aren't down at Coles. I hear they made their annual budget in one afternoon. They're pretty happy.
Our computers aren't down. They've gone back to that.
Not down.
That's fantastic. And Casey Donovan was singing it as well. Can you believe it?
Really trumped it up.
I think that's the problem with trying to modernise and bring in all this technology. How reliant are we?
Yes, we are.
On this technology. One computer glitch and all of Australia's Woolworths systems are down and we're like panicking, don't know what to do.
Well, even relying on technology like phones, who even knows their parents' mobile numbers?
I couldn't tell you my wife's number either.
Yep, you just say ring.
We just rely on it. I try not to be. I try to humanise everything if I can. Like, you know how they even have the self-service desk?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, no, I don't even want to go to the self-serve desk. I want human interaction. I can't drop my lines to a computer. You know, like when they go, would you like the receipt with that? And I'm like, no, it's just a painful reminder of how much money I just gave you. I'll wait for the statement, thank you.
Oh, you mean the bank statement?
No, I mean when my wife makes the statement of, you're spending too much bloody money. What things get names? It's an inquiry I'm making to you right now. If you're a person who names things, 13, 27, 10.
Starts from a young age naming things.
Really?
Objects. Body parts. Yes.
Oh, with the boys. Oh, yeah. We do name that thing, yeah, sometimes.
Every time. All the time.
Standard attention, Harold. On 13, 27, 10, what things get
Harold.
Names?
Anyway, who's Scarlett?
Scarlett had hands all over her. Scarlett's my mate Matt's new guitar. the Gibson Les Paul.
Wow.
And he's named her. And it's something that I want to find out more about because it's not anything I've ever done before.
You've never named a guitar?
Mate, no. I have not.
Sounds fairly normal.
And I've got two brand new guitars.
You have.
A Fender Telecaster, Chris Shiflett, limited edition.
Yep.
And another Gibson as well, the Paul II.
You have named them. There's brand new and there's brand newer.
There's brand new and
you've called them
brand new too.
Yeah. Investment one. Investment two.
Investment one, my wife is aware of. Investment two, that my wife still. Did you really buy that? Okay.
Money well spent over here. Yeah. Anyway, we can go on.
But Matt, he's bought this guitar. Beautiful guitar, fiery red.
Oh wow!
Just
cool
looks
color.
Sensational, yeah. And he's gone. This is Scarlet. I'm like, why is it Scarlet? Because that's what I've named my guitar.
Well, and Scarlet means red.
Oh, is that what? Mm. Oh, I see. Mm. So okay, I guess it makes sense why he's called her Scarlet, but I'm just curious to know, are there other things that get human names that aren't alive?
I've called bikes names before.
Have you? Yeah. Bikes. See, I asked my mate who's into cars and that, and he said, nah, I'd never done that.
Yeah.
So is it a thing? Is... What did you name your bike, by the way? Can I inquire? I really want to find out. Is it that funny? Can you say even on radio?
I'm going to go take Harold for a ride.
Really?
No, he's not Harold.
What did you name your bike? No.
No, I'm not admitting it.
Look,
we have a broadcast code of conduct, right?
Maybe if we get people to admit what they've called inanimate objects as well, human names on 13 27 10, we might be able to get it out of Pinky what she's called the bike. Never something I've been privy to, like naming things that aren't alive. I've named my kids, and that's about it.
And a dog. Fish.
And yes, there may have been a limb or two when I was a young fellow that got a name. I enjoy Mr. Happy. 13 27 10, we're finding out what things get the names. Triple M, who's this?
Hi, I'm Sandy. How are you going?
Great, Sandy. What have you named?
Well, my Harley, I actually call her Cheryl because I bought her off a guy called Feral.
Oh, my goodness.
You named your Harley.
Yeah, and then a friend of mine, he used to have a little Festiva, and he called it Fez.
Nice.
Does Cheryl and Fez ever go for a bit of a date together?
Yeah.
No, because one's a car and one's a Harley. That just wouldn't make sense, I don't think.
Don't mix.
I want to know, though, does Cheryl love a good spiral perm?
Cheryl, no, but she's pretty, you know, she's a bit worn like a Cheryl would be. And sorry to any Cheryls that are.
But yeah, I love that like you have Feral a Harley. Cheryl. Oh, yeah. That's so hot.
So how many Ks has Cheryl got on her?
Lots.
She's been around the block a few times, well, thanks.
Yeah, she has. She's been around the block quite a few times.
Does she like a late night drive? Or?
Oh, here we go. Can we have to move on to another call. Thank you, Sandy.
You guys are very much under the belt a lot of the time, aren't you?
We try to be, yeah. And then we name that belt on 13 27 10. Triple M, who's this?
Yeah, the bush mechanic.
What have you named?
It's not mine, not me. My mum used to name her car Gertie.
Gertie?
Yeah.
And where did she get that name from?
Beats the hell out of me.
Oh, she just called it. Well, I've got a friend called Gertie. She's German. So it's a name, but there you go.
Was it a Volkswagen?
No, it was a Vauxhall Velox.
Oh, okay.
A Cyclops.
That's an old bomb. It's an old bomb.
Okay. Just, there we go. Gertie, the old bomb. Nice one.
Gertie, the hurdy-gurdy, if you will.
True.
Depending on the fume situation. Triple M, who's this?
Mika.
What have you named?
I haven't named anything, but I've known people that I have.
Okay, tell us about these people.
I had a friend, and he named his car Caitlin.
Really?
And why?
Do you know why?
I have no idea why. Like, he keeps on saying the name Caitlin. I'm like, who's Caitlin? I don't know who that is. And he's just like, it's my car, remember?
There we go.
Yeah.
This is a world foreign to me. I'm just not understanding any of it.
Yeah, I've never named anything. I've never named objects before.
Certainly not with a hyphen in it, I mean.
Well, I've actually heard someone name something before Banksy. She was calling her ex-husband Plaintiff. Pretty good, I thought.
Apt as well.
Triple M. Banksy and Pinky for breakfast.